Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, and we thank you that he came with a sword, the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, to divide. There will be those, Lord, who will follow you no matter come what may. And sadly, Lord, there are those who will turn away from you. But we thank you that you have chosen us from our mother's wombs and made us your family so that we are no longer slaves to fear. Heavenly Father, open our ears and our hearts now to hear the gospel message from this seemingly harsh passage of Scripture spoken by Jesus. But Lord, it is so rich. It drips with your grace, with your gospel, with your love, and we can't wait to hear it. So Lord, uphold us now in faith and sustain us to life everlasting. In the name of your beautiful Holy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, we pray. Amen. Saints, seemingly unfair, some might say contradictory words from the lips of Jesus. However, today I'm going to talk about love triangles. It may come as a surprise to you that I personally, yes, your pastor, have been involved in a love triangle for quite some time. Some might think it's sacrilegious, scandalous, shameful, and you ought to. Are you surprised? Shocked? Yes, for many years I've been involved in an intimate relationship with my wife, wait for it, and the woman I married. Ha! I got you, didn't I? Go on, admit it. Now that I've got your attention, I think you know what I'm talking about. You've seen the pictures and headlines on the covers of trash magazines in the checkout lines wherever you buy your groceries. Love triangles are often the subject of movie plots, and sometimes they lead to circumstances in which a crime is committed. But they're also a part of our lives. The question isn't whether we're in a love triangle. We are, probably several. The real question is one of priority, commitment, and loyalty. In the classic love triangle, obviously there are three people. One is the object of affection of the other two. The two love interests compete with each other for the time, energy, attention, and love of the third person. In today's gospel, Jesus nominates a couple of love triangles. Whoever loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. In the first triangle, there's Jesus, us, and our parents. In the second triangle, there's Jesus, us, and our children. These are two of many love triangles that exist in our lives. Love triangles can involve anyone or anything. Every love triangle confronts us with two questions. What is our most important relationship? And whom do we love the most? After hearing Jesus' words, it's not hard to figure out the right answer. The right answer is Jesus. But what is our lived reality? I'd like to think that my lived answer is Jesus. I'd like to say with confidence that Jesus is my most important relationship, that he's the one I love most. But love triangles are places of struggle and conflict. Regardless of what I'd like to think or say, what does the reality of my life show? What about my wedding ring and the vows I made to Kathy? And by the way, I do own a wedding ring. I just don't wear it. It's an old habit from when I used to do electrical work, and because it's conductive, we never used to wear them. But I do own one. Kathy wears it. But what about my wedding ring and the vows I made to Kathy? Do I choose Jesus over Kathy? How can I do that? As hard as it may be, that's what Jesus says I must do. According to my diary, this parish is my most important relationship. That's what I spend most of my time thinking, praying, and writing about and for. However, the parish and Jesus are not necessarily the same thing. If you knew the thoughts that fill my head and some of the choices I've made in my life, you might conclude that I love myself more than anyone else. I think you understand what I'm getting at. Our lived reality reveals many different love interests. If, however, Jesus asks us to love him more than our own parents and children, our own flesh and blood, then he also does so with every aspect of our lives. There can only be one primary relationship in our lives, and Jesus says it's to be him. The Lord our God is a jealous God. We hear from Exodus 20 in the Ten Commandments. His demand for primacy isn't limited to our mother and father or our son and daughter. It's a primacy over everyone and everything in our life. Jesus could easily add to his list, "Whoever loves a friend more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves work more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves power, reputation, or wealth more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves politics, agendas, or ideology more than me is not worthy of me." And how distracted is the world at the moment with regard to politics and political agendas and ideologies? Whoever loves church, denomination, beliefs and practices more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves themselves more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves anything or anything, anyone more than me is not worthy of me. Saints, all things ultimately revert to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. And in Matthew, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. So what are the love triangles in your life? What is your most important relationship? Whom do you love the most? Today's gospel confronts us with the many love triangles in which we all live and struggle. It demands we make a choice. Does that mean we must reject our parents, our children, our spouses, and all other love interests? No, saints, no. That's not what Jesus is saying or asking. Jesus isn't demanding exclusivity. Jesus is demanding priority, number one. Jesus refuses to be just one among our many other love interests. Jesus' demand for priority is for our own good as well as the good of our love interests. We can only ever have one primary relationship. That one relationship gives us our identity and gives our lives meaning and direction. It becomes the lens through which we see the world, and other people and ourselves. It's the foundation on which we build our lives. It guides the choices we make, the words we say, and the ways in which we act toward and relate to others. It sets a path for our lives and determines how we love. Everyone follows something or someone. Why then would we want it to be something or someone other than Jesus? God embodied in human life, flesh and blood. I read the other day that God loves me so much, and I was so bad that he had to send Jesus down to save me. So why would I want to follow something or someone else when God has come down to this earth in blood, in flesh, lived my life, and then chosen three nails and a cross so that I could be forgiven? So how do we reconcile the right answer, Jesus, with the lived reality of our lives? How do we pick Jesus over our child, our spouse, our mum and dad? How do we look into their faces and say, I love Jesus more? Kyle Eidelman is attributed as saying the following, and it clarifies beautifully what I'm trying to say. We love others best when we love God most. We love others best when we love God most. There's great wisdom in this. When we love God most, when we put God first, it breaks the confines of the triangle and frees love to envelop everyone and everything. No one is left out, excluded, or rejected. God, not ourselves, becomes the source, the origin, and inexhaustible supply of our love. This is the same love that called Jesus to the cross to shed his blood for us. This is the same love that energizes and emboldens us to take up our cross and follow Jesus. This is the same love that restores our lives for the sake of Jesus. This is the same love with which Jesus continues to love us. I want to love my wife best. I want to love my children best. I want to love my parents best. I want to love you best. I think we all want to love as best we can. We do that only when we prioritize Jesus first. Those who have encountered the love of the living Christ understand what I mean. You know the depth of love and breadth of grace you share with others when you yourself are filled with love for God and all he is and means for you in Jesus. And saints, you are filled with God. You were baptized into and by his grace, his love, his mercy. You are filled with him. You have made God most so that you can love others best. We love each other best when we love God most. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, he whom we love the most. Amen.